Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you.
Hand this time, I'll save myself. Maybe I'll wake up for once.
Wake up for once.
Not tormented, daily defeated by you. Just when I thought I reached the bottom, the truth and the lies.
So I don't know what's real.
So I don't know what's real and what's not.
I don't know what's real and what's not.
Always confusing the thoughts in my head.
Ooh.
So I can't trust myself anymore.
Going Under, yes. With Evanescence. Yeah.
Yes.
That's another pretty hard rock song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And she owned it.
She did. And you know, like, it's one of those songs where it's like, I think it's like a Nani, like people thought like, yeah, Autumn can handle this and handle it. She did. I think this is like one of those nights where it's like, you know, there's lots and lots of humongous songs, and you just never know who's like gonna completely own it and who's gonna like.
This is like a song if you're on like the finale of Rockstar and you're like, Autumn, I'm giving you Going Under because I know you'll do good on it and it'll be a challenge. And
yeah, definitely. I another like kind of rolling thing of the night is amazing background vocals. Autumn.
Yes, I loved her deep harmonies. They reminded me of Gray Delisle, who's the voice actress for Mandy in Billy Mandy. She's also Azula.
Oh, I remember that show. I was like, who the heck? I was thinking a singer.
Billy and
like,
Mandy. Yeah. I love the deep harmonies. That was awesome.
I loved my favorite parts were right before the choruses, where she goes, what's it called? I'm dying again. Oh, those are my favorite parts.
Dying again. Yeah, yeah, that's...
And then she had, like, the overlapping background vocal. Yeah, that was my favorite parts.
This was... Okay. Autumn, what... This was, like, she sent it in while we were recording.
Yeah.
And, like, I was really surprised at how well produced this was for, like, a quote-unquote last-minute thing. Like, I think she did really well with all the layering and harmonies.
Oh, yeah, for, totally. You know. I think Nani and Autumn are, like, very perfectionist with their...
Yeah, like, I would have been... Like, it would have sucked had she not been able to make it in, because it sounded like she put a lot of work into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it did. And... Oh, it was really good. It was so good. It was wonderful.
Yeah,
it's one of my tops. I liked the energy. There was a couple times she said that this made like it was making her voice crack and stuff, and like it made her lose her voice. And I'm like, oh, you poor thing. But I could hear only one time that the voice cracked in the very beginning, and it was like not even me looking for it. I was just like, oh, there was a little voice crack. But that was like the only thing I could fault this. This was so good. So mm-hmm. Yeah, good job, Autumn.
So now, who gave her that?
Oh, can I say? Let me look. Oh, I think you actually, can. Yeah, I can, because this person has already left the show. It was Audrey Golightly who gave Autumn this song. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
It's like a screw from the beyond.
It's like the screw from the dead. Or
yeah. No. It's a zombie Audrey. Screw. It's a zombie screw.
He got
yes,
screwed.
It was. But she didn't really get screwed. This was pretty good. Pretty mm-hmm. darn good. Yeah, this is hard rock night, I think. Or just hard song night. Everyone got a hard song. I don't think any one person got off easy tonight.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
Thank you all for submitting. That was awesome. You guys probably noticed we're missing one other person, which is Snowfender. And Snowfender's actually completely out of the country for like 2 weeks. So she told me that when she auditioned, and I told her if she got through, we'll try to figure something out. And what we're doing for her is she's going to be doubly screwed next week, which means the screw... Yes, doubly screwed.
Doubly screwed?
Doubly screwed. She made it through the first round and the auditions, and so now she's in for a real kicker.
Because okay, what does she have to do?
She has to sing two songs, the song that was given to her last week and the song that was given to her this week, all for next week. And they're going to be judged the same as everyone else's song, and if either one of those songs falls below, she will be leaving us. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so
damn.
It's kind of a hard call, and I didn't, like, tell you people because I didn't want you guys to, like, oh, we're going to make it, like, you know, harder song or less hard song or whatever. You know, it's just what she got.
It was a special condition.
Yeah, and she doesn't even know the songs yet, because she's going to get both songs when the rest of you get your one song for this week. So.
Mm-hmm. I think it just goes to show that if something's really, like, out of your control and coming up, just talk to one of the judges and we'll work something out.
Yeah. And like
we're people too. We're human beings.
It was definitely a special situation because she came to me before the whole thing started and was like, this is what's going to happen and I'm going to have to drop. And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Now you can get doubly screwed.
Yes. Okay. So, and yeah, I've talked to a few people on this, and it seems to be something that is looked at as a fair thing. So I'm hoping that no one has issue. And
I don't think anyone will
I'm
complain.
Giving
if
a
they
huge
do,
good luck to Snow because it's hard to do two songs like this, especially. Like, yeah. Good luck, mm-hmm. Snow. I hope you submit, because this was a very special circumstance. So, yeah, that's all we have for tonight. We're going to go on to talk about results, and then we'll be back to you guys.
Okay.
So let's do it, Blackjack. Results.
Okay. See.
And we're back with results. Yay.
Dun, dun, dun.
I hate results. Results is my least favorite part.
I love results.
You and Val probably both love results. Like,
we had an argument about this. I said, I'm like really bitter right now. I said we should cut two people. But Val and Sky said, no, let's only cut one. I said, we have look at all the people. We should cut two. And they said,
drop.
Shut up, Blackjack. We're only cutting one.
We had one drop. And so we were like, that's already one person gone. And then we cut another person, and that's two. But if we cut two people, that's three people. And that's quite a down low, you know? That's like a cut. That's a bigger cut than I think.
I'm just saying, I had this show lined up for 7 rounds, because you only need 7 rounds for the badge, but they want to go like 10 rounds, so whatever.
We're not going 10 rounds, people. We're probably going to go 9. Crisp and clean and, like, concise.
Two more than 7, though.
Okay. Two more than 7, but it ensures that there will be badges for this shows. Just ask Amy Lee. She's like badge police. All right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess, speaking of badges, we need our... and Sky need some badges.
Yeah, Dylan. We need our horror badges. We were talking about this.
The show.
Oh. Well, I am. I'm calling Dylan out right now because he's going to be listening to this. Dylan, we want our horror badges because we really like the show and we want to represent.
I wonder what they're going to look like. Okay, hey, let's get on to the results.
Okay. I guess we start at the top. So,
only one person's getting eliminated.
Yeah, only one person's getting eliminated.
And you feel so bad. You're like, ah.
I really do. Like, you guys should read our chat. Like, our chat, we're like, what are we doing? And it's like, no. I don't like it. Okay. All right. I think the one person won for all three of us was our first pick. Do you want to say who that was?
The winner of Who's Screwing You
Tonight?
Episode 2 is Rochellular.
Rochellular.
I think you should upload this to Hit Singles. I will vote for it.
Give
this
it to me so I can have
best songs.
It forever.
Yes. She needs to put it on her new iPod she got for Christmas.
Yeah. My sparkly new iPod.
Great job, Rochelle. I'm really excited and happy that you did so well on that
song. Yeah. It's fantastic. A great way to break in your new microphone. Ain't it? Anyway, number two, did we all have different people?
I think we did. Oh, where's Valk's list? Let me go to Valk's.
Yeah, I can't remember Valk's list.
I know who my number two was.
I know.
I know it's not the same as your number two.
Yeah, me and Black.
We all did have different people.
Whoa, okay. Well, Valk's number two was Sasuya. So go Sasuya. You are safe, woman.
Oh, yeah.
My number two was Nani. Go Nani. Yeah.
And my number two was Autumn.
Woo!
Go Autumn.
Autumn was my number three. Where was
Nani
Autumn?
Was my number three.
What? Yeah. Autumn was Valk's number three. So we're all in the same.
Valk's number three.
Yeah.
Was it? I thought Valk's number three.
I just scrolled up, unless I'm reading my list, which I'm not.
I think Valk's number three was this person.
No, look up.
Oh, am I reading the wrong list? Oh, okay, wait. anyway, sorry. Let's continue.
Yes. All right. Blackjack, who was
like
fighting
over
next
who the
for
top
you?
People are.
Who are you saving?
Did we already save Nani?
Yes, Nani got second for me.
I'm saving Snowfender. Can I do that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm saving Snowfender.
All right, Snowfender, you're safe. I will go ahead and save Russ.
Woo. All right, I'm gonna save Soyala.
Yes, that would have been my next.
Yeah,
Soyala. Let me see. Val gave us a whole list, so I know.
I'm not even looking at Valk's.
We have to put Valk. Valk will save next. Mr. Sister. Yeah. Margo, you're safe.
Next. You're next, I think.
Okay. Sky. I'm going to save Dylan. Yay, Dylan.
We mixed up at the same time. I'm going to save Temp. Congrats, Temp.
Temp V. Yeah.
Who's Valk going to save?
Let me go back up to her list. Valkyrie Celeste is going to save Melissa.
Congrats, Melly.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, is that bottom two?
Yeah, now I think we're at bottom two because there's a lot less of you now.
Yeah. So we're only cutting one person.
I know, we're only cutting one. And our bottom two is Copper and Opie Cal. And so we have to cut one of you. And we all three talked about it. And we got Valk's input too.
But I think, okay. I think it was really smart for Copper to make this intro because we'll play it every episode. With that said,
for sure.
Who's getting cut?
I said it last time, Blackjack.
With that said, unfortunately, Opie Cal's getting cut. But Opie Cal, I'll have you know, I had Copper in the bottom. I had you above Copper.
I'll let you know that. We almost had to go back and listen again because we were so like,
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Opie Cal.
Opie. I love you so much. I think you're adorable. I love your voice. And please, if I ever do this again, come back.
Thank you for being on our show and submitting every week and not dropping.
Such a sport, because honestly, like you and Nani had the hardest songs of the night for me, personally.
It's going to make it. The worst part about this is when Copper drops, it's going to make Opie Cal's thing seem like nothing, that's what makes me mad.
Dude, if Copper drops, I'm totally going to try to bring back Opie if there's enough time.
I think Opie's already been brought back because Copper dropped on something. I'll have to look at that.
Really? Well, oh my goodness, Opie, ugh, I hate to see
I know Opie Cal has been brought back before, I think. I know she has, I think.
I hate this part.
Copper, you get a second chance. Don't fail us. Make it goofy like the intro was this week. You want to say something, Copper?
I just want to say thank you for the intro to the show. And do better, because I know you have it in you. And everyone has it in them. Opie has it in her, too. And she, no one did bad. Again, like, no one is, like, completely, like, suckage on the show. It's just the songs are so ridiculous for the voice types.
Yes, speaking of songs, I'm going to do something. I don't do this much.
What are you doing?
Copper has been royally screwed both rounds.
It's true.
I think you should be nice to Copper next round.
Wow, shout out for Copper.
Don't give him System of a Down. Yeah.
Wow, shout out for Copper. That's really sweet. You're Riv Rev man.
Yes. Even though I had him in last this week and I wanted to see him go home.
Be nice to Copper next round. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to the show. The new songs will be coming out as a New Year's Day celebration present thing. There's a word for this. I was going to be like white elephant gift, but that does not make any sense at all. So,
well, it is time for me to celebrate my New Year's. It is 5:20 p.m. I'm going to get some sparkling cider.
It's New Year's Eve for Blackjack. Yay.
I'm gonna download Rochelle's song on a CD so I could play it on the loudspeakers in my living room.
That's
while
sick.
I count down.
While you watch like different balls drop and stuff.
Yes, I'm gonna be doing the Australian New Year's and the Indian and the Pakistan New Year's.
Dude, that's sick. That's so sick. I want to see their New Year party. I bet that's so like.
I have a choice though. My mom's making me do it. All right. So,
yes.
Are we done?
I guess that's all. We did it.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for submitting and being such good sports. And next week is going to be so much fun. And, you know, just keep
it
up, guys.
Next week, there will be double screwing.
There will
hopefully
screwing.
Be System of a Down. what else did I expect?
What else can we say?
There will be more quirkiness and wacky judges.
Yeah. Screw you all. Screwed. Goodbye.